News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, it could take up to 3 years to clear the breast check backlog. That's according to the HSE, who says the pandemic pause in screening combined with COVID-19 restrictions means it will take up to 36 months to complete the current round of screening. Professor Anne O'Doherty, Lead Clinical Director for Breast Check and Consultant Radiologist at St Vincent's Hospital, joins us now on the line. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
The first thing, just to give clarity to people, how long have people ordinarily had to wait for screening? Just how big is this backlog?
Ordinarily, we wouldn't have had to wait. We screen women every 2 years, and we try and keep everybody within 2 years and 3 months for when they reach 50, that they get the first invitation, or 2 years and 3 months for the re-invites. So we've actually been very successful at our screening and rescreening in this country up until the pandemic. It is important to say, however, that we lost a lot of ground in all areas of the health service during the pandemic. I mean, we had 7 months where we really were not doing any routine screening. And I think people forget just how frightening it was back in March and April. We never closed our doors. We've been changing our focus, which we never would have done under normal circumstances. Normally, the screening program only screens healthy women. And if you don't screen healthy women, then you don't pick up the early cancers, because the symptomatic service where women go with symptoms, there are endless requirements for that service. It's from the time I've been working in screening, it's gone from 7,000 a year to 40,000 a year, women with symptoms going to the symptomatic service. So we've been very careful about protecting our resources. But the truth of the matter in a pandemic is if you screen 1,000 women, you'll pick up 7 cancers. If you screen 1,000 women with very significant symptoms, you'll pick up 100 cancers. So during the pandemic, we have changed our focus, and we have done something which we never would normally do, which is look after women with symptoms, where there were a lot more lives to be saved in the period where we were not able to carry out our routine healthcare activities in any area.
Was it a cause for concern, though, over this time that you had to halt the screening? Do you think the decision to suspend the service was the right one?
Absolutely. Can I explain that screening is not just a mammogram? Screening is a whole healthcare pathway. It's not picking up the cancer that saves a woman's life. It's how we treat it. It's the surgery, the chemotherapy, the radiotherapy, and they all happen in the hospital. And I just find it hard to believe just how quickly we've all forgotten how terrifying it was, and how busy the hospitals were in March and April and May with COVID cases. We really didn't have a choice. And the one thing we wanted to ensure as well, we didn't want healthy women to get COVID. We have a big responsibility. And over the last month, when we've been closed, we've done a huge amount of work to ensure that we've got a safe place for women to come. We've changed our mobiles. We've changed our whole work practices. We're opening up now in a safe environment so that healthy women can be assured that they can come for the screening mammogram safely.
Okay, in terms of clearing this backlog, are you going to prioritise certain groups of women? Are there people who will get appointments sooner than others?
Okay, well, where we're going to start is we're going to start with women who had their appointments cancelled. And that's the first case. The second thing I want to reassure Irish women, we're very lucky in Ireland. We've had a screening programme that screens women every 2 years. We made a lot of decisions 20 years ago that have led to the quality and safety of our programme, but we did a 2-yearly screening programme. The whole of the UK invite women every 3 years. So already, if we go to 3 years, we'll still be as good as the UK, where they're now probably going to be at 4 years because they suspended screening. I mean, all European countries suspended routine screening. So I'd like to reassure women, we'll be working as hard as we can. We've set up a lot of safe practices. I honestly don't know how long it'll take us to catch up. There'll be a multitude of factors. Keeping our staff safe, making sure we've got hospitals where we can treat women. We have to be very careful. This will be opened and we'll be constantly monitoring the virus in the community to ensure that we are not taking up hospital beds and we're not generating cancers that we can't look after. And that's very important in healthy women. And if it comes to the stage where the hospitals are under that kind of pressure again, of course we'll go back to prioritising women with symptoms. Often the women with symptoms are younger and have aggressive cancers as opposed to the screening population, which is 50 to 69. So it's all a balance. We need to do the best we can for Irish women. We need to save as many lives as we can. But we have lost a lot of ground, and we can't deny that we do have a lot of pressure because we've been closed for so long in many routine areas of our healthcare activity.
And now this service is reopening. You will be operating at a reduced capacity. So what can people expect when they're coming in for screening in terms of wait times and procedures that will be in place to deal with the screening and the COVID-19 protocols?
Okay, we've put in a huge amount of work into preparing how we're going to open. In fact, we've organised a video so that women can see what exactly happens when they come to the screening unit. I don't expect women to any longer wait when they come for their routine mammogram. And what we're going to ask women is, we're going to ask them to come on time, and very importantly, we will have reduced capacity. And if a woman decides she's not going to come, please tell us in advance that we can use that slot. The slots and the appointment times are very precious. And that's one of the factors that has been an issue for us in the symptomatic service. Women have been given appointments and haven't attended. So if a woman is not going to attend, please let us know. But when you come, we have everything set up to give you a safe service. And then when you come back to if there's an abnormality, we have actually set up, because we've been doing all of the symptomatic work, we're doing better than we would have thought. We've got much quicker. We've actually managed to fine-tune our processes. So we're opening now in a very confident way that as long as we can keep our staff well and the hospitals are open to operate on our patients, we'll be able to deliver the service. But I can't tell you how soon we'll catch up.
And Professor Doherty, you mentioned there about the number of no-shows, that that's causing further problems and challenges for you in the breast check service. How many people are not showing up when they've been called on to do so?
I don't know in breast check because we're only starting up again now, but in a symptomatic clinic we had here last week, we invited 24 women and we only sent them their invitations the week before, and one would have thought women with symptoms would come, but 8 didn't come. So if we had known that, we would have had 8 other people in those appointments. So I think that it is a factor across the hospitals, and if people are not going to come, if they just let us know, we will ensure that the appointments are not wasted and we'll give them to somebody else.
Okay, and there will be people who are also concerned that they haven't received an appointment or they're used to this screening service in their lives every couple of years. Who should they call?
Can I just make one thing that is the most important thing I can say this morning? The symptomatic service, any woman with symptoms, we've been open right through the pandemic. We are here in all 8 cancer centres. The staff are there and ready in the breast cancer service in all 8 cancer centres. So if any woman has symptoms, please contact the symptomatic service. Go to your GP. We're here ready to help. With regard to screening, women, there's no need to contact anybody. We're going to send out the invitations to women and we're going to be doing it in as quick and efficient a way as we can, monitoring the way the things are going in the hospitals and how well we're doing.
So your message, Professor O'Doherty, is not to worry that we will get through this list, but also for people to inform you if they're not going to make their appointment.
Yes, that will be very helpful. And honestly, we will catch up. I'm not going to talk about catching up, but we will get back to routine screening, but it is going to take a while. Mm-hmm. We have lost ground in terms of the amount of time we've been closed.
Okay, Professor Anna Doherty, Lead Clinical Director for Breast Check and Consultant Radiologist at St Vincent's Hospital. Thank you.